More than this, Sri Krishna does not explain the whole of the Gita. This is the most important element of knowledge in the Gita, and these are his answers. But each answer that is given, it is almost like giving a synonym. It's like dictionary, you open the dictionary and you find synonyms of these words. So it is as if Sri Krishna gives synonyms, and Arjuna has to understand only out of synonyms. We shall come back to this. At present, let us only note that the most important part of knowledge, fullness of knowledge, and knowledge that is without remainder, is explained by Sri Krishna in two lines. And in these are the very words. What are these words which are extremely important? But now Sri Krishna is in a great hurry. He says, all right, I will explain to you. Now I shall tell you how to attain to it, how to keep to this knowledge, what is to be done. Now, in the similar manner, I want to make a rapid survey of chapter number 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. So I am also running fast, only punctuating those important points which have to be returned to, which have returned to them with a greater concentration. At present, I only want you to note that these are extremely important words which have to be understood. And without understanding this, there is no jnana vijnana yoga, and there are no, this chapter 7 to 12 is a blank page if you don't understand this. So in the 8th chapter, you have this most important, just in the 7th chapter, the declaration of Sri Krishna that I have two natures is a very surprising statement made by Sri Krishna. I have not one nature, but I have two natures. That was the most important statement in chapter number 7. Similar in chapter number 8, if there is something most important, it is these two verses. What is Brahma? What is Adhyatma? What is Karma? What is Adhibhuta? What is Adhideva? And what is Adhiyajya? Similarly, when you come to chapter number 9, chapter 9 is called Raja Vidya, Raja Guhya Yoga. It's a long, long term. Raja Vidya, that is to say, gives you the royal knowledge, the knowledge which is complete, without remainder, is already given. Now in this 9th chapter, that same knowledge is given in the form of a royal knowledge. Raja Vidya, Raja Guhya, as if it is a supreme secret knowledge. The formulation is once again extremely important. The reason why Bhagavad Gita is such a tremendous book, it is because of this reason, that in every chapter from 7 to 12, there is some surprising statement and which requires a very difficult process of understanding. The supreme secret, Raja Guhya Yoga. Guhya means secret, and Raja Guhya, it is a royal secret, as it were. It's a royal knowledge, and with a royal secret, that is what is given here. And then, if you open 9-2, as I told you, I'm only going rapidly over the verses, we shall come back to all this. chapter number 9, verse number 2, where Sri Krishna says, Raja Vidya, Raja Guhyam, Pavitram Idam Uttamam, Pratyaksha Avagamam Dharmyam Susukham, Kardum Avyayam. This is the kind of knowledge which is now to be expounded. Raja Vidya, Raja Guhyam. It is a royal knowledge and a royal secret. Pavitram Idam Uttamam. It is so sacred and it is the supreme, Uttamam. Pratyaksha Avagamam Dharmyam. Once you realize it, Susukham Kartum Avyayam. It is inextinguishable. Once you are seated in it, there is no sukha in the world which can be compared with it. Pratyaksha avagamam dharmyam. It makes you do the right thing. Dharmyam. Whatever is the right will follow from it. Susukham. Not only sukham, but susukham. Kartum avyayam. You will be able to do that which is full of happiness. And he says that those who don't attain to this, ashaddhanaha purushaha, in the next verse, ashaddhanaha purushaha, dharmasya asya paramtapa, aprapya mam nirvartante, nritya sansara vartanam. Those who are ashraddha, those who don't have faith, aprapyamam, they can never reach me. And they therefore return back again, mrityu sansara vartmani. In the path of this sansara, they return back again to this world which is removed from the being. Now here, in the ninth chapter, what is that Rajaguhyam? What is the capital royal knowledge? It is also given in two lines. That is Sri Krishna's method of giving the supreme knowledge in two lines. So here, ninth chapter, verse number 4. Maya tatam idam sarvam jagat avyakta murtina. Sarvam jagat, the whole world, idam, this whole world, is tatam, woven, brought out, spun out. This whole world is spun out, maya, by me, avyakta murtina, by form which is ineffable, avyakta, invisible. Now comes the real royal knowledge. Matsthani sarabhutani nacha aham teshu avasthitah. All the creatures, matsthani, are located in me. But nacha aham teshu avasthitah. But I am not in them. They are all located in me, but I am not in them. This is the royal knowledge. We shall come back to this again when we try to understand it better. But at present you only note this sentence, which is extremely difficult to understand. They all are in me, but I am not in them. This is the Rajaguhya Yoga. This is the supreme knowledge, the royal knowledge. They are in me, but I am not in them.